We resume now with the second sugya in Sukkah. Okay, felt for a while like we never get past the first, but we have. This is a short sugya, which I want to deal with two issues. I may put two questions on the Mikoros, which each one sort of encapsulates the essence of each of the two topics I wanted to discuss. The first one, which you would think should be, you would have thought would be very straightforward if you didn't know the Gemara, and is actually much more complicated on many levels, is how do you paskin in the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Right? The machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel came up very sort of tangentially, almost tangentially, I guess, in the previous sugya, right? When they spoke about Rosh Avruba B'Shulchano and so on. And now the Gemara somehow focuses its attention on that. And as I said, it would have been a very, very straight, you would have thought it would be a very, very straightforward discussion, right? How would the discussion go? I could have summarized it in one line. Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel, eina mishnah. Move on. Done. Okay? Paskin like Beis Hillel, sukkah needs kedei rosh v'rubo, doesn't need kedei shulchano. Okay, let's go on to talking about mezuzah. However, the matter gets complicated for a few reasons. One is that we apparently don't always paskin like Beis Hillel, just most of the time. And this would appear to be one of them. Why do I say that? So the Rishonim here say, if you look in the Muhammad, the one that's in brackets, so if you don't have time to get to the... I'm almost certain to read the Ramban at the end of the Mekoros. The internecine warfare between the Baal and the Mor and the Raivin I might leave alone, but the Ramban talks about a much larger issue. So they assume that the sugya of the Mesechta is that the shear of sukkah is kedei rosh v'ruba v'shulchana. That's the minimum shear of sukkah. And therefore, that would appear to be Beis Shammai's shita. Now the truth is, al pipshat, is that clearly Beis Shammai's shita? Yeah, here.
I'll be shot
once. The Mishnah. Thank you. Fair enough. The Mishnah. The Gemara makes very clear there's a twofold machlokas. But I'm asking you, I'll be shot. Is there a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding the size of a sukkah? Kedei Rosh HaVerubah versus Rosh HaVerubah V'Shulchana. So I want to make an observation to you about the order of the Mishnayos and this Mesechta. Where does the Mishnah discuss this issue? Daf Chavchas. That's a totally accurate and useless piece of information. Okay? It is correct. Why do I didn't ask so you could show your bikini. Okay, show your bikini. What am I asking really, Noam?
It's entire
bet. Okay, that's true too. That's less specific than Daf Chavchas. It's the way, I know you aspire to be a Rishon. I'll say it's in the second paragraph. You can go back at the end. Okay, good. The first parak talks about the structure itself. The first parak is all about the structure itself. The second parak is about mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. Right, as far as I didn't check every single one. And there is a little material, but not even about the construction of the sukkah, but where you put your sukkah. Right? The second parak is about yeshiva b'sukkah, where you put your sukkah. It's not about the construction of the sukkah. Right? You would expect a size, dimension of the walls, and all those kinds of things, and the number of walls. That all goes in the first parak. How do you build your sukkah? The second parak talks about where do you put it, and how do you live it. So the placement at the end of the parak, in the second parak, already suggests that it's a din in yeshiva v'sukkah. It's not a din in the sukkah itself. Which means what? What could we conceivably argue being in Mishnayos about Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the shear of sukkah? No?
Because it doesn't have to do with the shear of sukkah.
Right. So what would you say the din is by a shear of sukkah? What's the minimum shear of sukkah?
7 by 7.
It could be, you could argue, well, I had 6 by 6 and 7 by 7. You could argue it's Rosh HaVerubah Shulchano. You could argue it's Rosh HaVerubah. But let's even argue that everybody agrees it's Rosh HaVerubah Shulchano. You need Kedei Rosh HaVerubah Shulchano. Once you have a sukkah that's big enough, The only question is, did you eat in the sukkah or not eat in the sukkah?
So what is Beis Shammai's concern clearly in the second paragraph? What's their concern? What's their issue? It's not explicit, but Alter?
You're not sitting in the sukkah.
You are sitting in the sukkah. Your shulchan's in the house.
Do you have space to eat in the sukkah?
Zeh Roshemei Moshech, Rosho, Ruach, HaShulchan. Okay. That is, at first glance, one might argue, that's what the Machlokas is about. It has nothing to do with the Shir Sukkah. Shir Sukkah is whatever, I presume, if everybody agreed, it would be Kedei Rosho Ruach HaShulchan. But once you have the Shir Sukkah, now the question is that a proper way of sitting in the Sukkah? So that's what how we would have explained it. Now, assuming that there is a machlok, yes, yeah.
The reason you think that Rosh Hashanah is the default is because that seems to be the second Shemitah?
Yes, that's what the Rishonim claim. I don't know if I can pull out for you how many times it's clear that it's Rosh Hashanah. But let's accept that just for the moment. There's one Tosefta, by the way, that we have, at least I only looked in the Nusach in the back of the Gemara, but there were no Shini and Nischavs, which I know it doesn't mean much, but it means I didn't have the chance to check Lieberman, etc., Erfurt, Vienna, whatever. So it's not hard to check, but I just didn't have the time to do it. But the one gear, the Gersom we have in our Tosefta, Beis, is Kedei Rosh HaVarubo, not Shulchanah. What the Gemara understands is Shitas Beis Hillel. But that's what the Ramban says. He says the Sugya, the Shmaitza is, or the Sugya, the Mesechta is, so he says Sugya, the Mechilton, is Rosh HaVarubo B'Shulchanah. Let me ask a second question. How might one explain the machlokas regarding a sukkah that's only exactly the size of the sukkah, not the size of the sukkah, not where you're sitting. Notice how one. What would the kudus machlokas be? Okay, so you bought into whose argument? Abaye, right? Is there another way of explaining it? Why am I so interested in this? Firstly, none of this is my own. I'm just citing Torah's Rishonim for you. I'm trying to make you think through it before you see how the Rishonim deal with it. Why is it that I'm so concerned about the reason there? There are two reasons I'm concerned, neither of which is, according to all Rishonim, dispositive. First question is there a different reason between Machlokas A and Machlokas B? If there is a different reason, it is easier to do what? To split the Psak, as many Rishonim want to do. Right? You know we paskin like Beis Shammai, but you might also know at this point, if you got through Tosos, that we don't paskin, Tosos claims we only paskin like Beis Shammai by the size of the sukkah. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai once you have a big enough sukkah, but you eat at the edge. That's a big machlokas harishonim. Question number two, which is a broader Shas question, is the following. If the reason is kevan arai, as Noah suggested, which is what Abaye said, well, that also has an influence on Psak. You know why? Because in what context does Abaye explain the machlokas that way? In the middle of A, or as part of a shita. And the rule, the tradition that we have, and we will have a chance to talk about this, is we do not paskin like a shita. Now the Rif himself commented, we read this Rif, but I didn't expect it would register with you at the time. The Rif says, we don't paskin like a shita here, and therefore all these opinions are rejected except for two. But there's a crucial point. Why are two opinions accepted? What does the Rif provide for us a reason? How does he explain why they're accepted? I don't need the specifics. Conceptually or methodologically, why are there two positions that we accept? No. But that only would be the evidence that we do, but there has to be a way of getting around the shita problem. And here is where the Ramban, oddly enough, the Raivid doesn't say boo, but the Ramban goes vociferously, attacks the Baal HaMor on these grounds. In order to get out of the problem of shita, you have to explain the issue, the shita, the individual position, differently than Abaye did. Abaye said that the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and by extension, Beis Shammai shita, Beishamai Shita, that you need Rosh Shavu Rosh Shulchan, that's the shear. Abaye explained that based upon the fact that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. And we must reject anybody who bases their position on Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. So what the Rif does in both cases, one case very explicitly, I believe, is offers why is it that we actually, why do we disagree with Abaye? In other words, Abaye is wrong. That's not the reason for the Machlokas Beishamai Beishalom. That's why I'm probing and asking, is there another way of explaining the machlokas about the shir sukkah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Not whether it's keva or arai, but rather something else. And therefore we can say, yeah, if Abaye were right that that were the nukudas machlokas, of course we have to reject Beis Shammai there. But because we have a different opinion than Abaye as to what Beis Shammai Shita is, we might be able to accept Beis Shammai Shita because Beis Shammai Shita doesn't fit in with the Shita. It's not part of a Shita. That's why I'm asking that question. The Baal HaMor makes a rather controversial claim about the nature of a shita that we don't paskin like, and the Ramban goes crazy. He says it's absolutely categorically wrong, and every case of a shita we have proves the Baal HaMor wrong. All right, so we're going to have that's why I went. We should look at the Baal HaMor because this is a sort of a window into the way the Gaonim and the Rishonim paskin. But in the meantime, what other explanations might there be? You don't have to answer right now for the machlokas about the shear of sukkah, right? The machlokas about a sukkah where it's large enough, but you're eating at the edge, that's clear. That's a machlokas egzera. Shema yimashech rosho achar shulchana. Rosho achar shulchana. The question is, when you have a sukkah that's a minimum size, what is the din then? What is the din then? Okay. So that is topic number one that I want to explore. It's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but as you can imagine, it is almost never relevant to us. I guess you have the only time it might be relevant. How many of you have a sukkah at home that's less than dalad amos al dalad amos, 7 by 7 feet? Think for a moment. Does anybody have a sukkah that's less than dalad al dalad? Okay, so I don't know if your sukkah is no size or infinite size, but for those who have a sukkah, yes.
I know that the first year my parents were married, they had a sukkah that was the minimum halachic requirement.
There is no way your parents sat in a sukkah that was the minimum.
They didn't sit in it. They had to lie down.
No, there is no way. That sounds like height, not length and width. You understand that the minimum, if you accept Beis Shammai's position, which we do, the minimum shear of sukkah, if I take the biggest tefach, I'm going to do a little measurement. I'm going to do a proxy measurement.
1, 2, 3. Okay, it's about, this would be the shear of sukkah. You could barely stand in it. I'm going to be 28 inches by 28 inches, right?
When in Boca there was a family of only girls, and they had a little sukkah like right outside the house, and occasionally came over. Not even sure how big it was, but it was very, very small.
So a few feet by a few feet. If you told me, so the only case I can think of are these pop-up sukkahs. They're not dalad amos al dalad amos, let's put it that way. They're bigger than 7 al 7 tachim. We don't normally encounter that. Okay, maybe you have a pop-up sukkah, but short of that, you're not likely to encounter it. But it's a window onto a number of other significant issues, how we paskin here. Okay. Number two. The Mishnah has a very, very strange statement on Daf Chav Ches. What did Beis Shammai say? According to Beis Shammai, what did the elders say when they visited Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharanes? What did they say to him? Im kein, lo kiyanta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. But what's odd about that statement? Why is it that you're not allowed to do that according to Beis Shammai? You said it earlier, Benji.
Watch.
Yeah.
Then the Raisa, then the Rabbanon.
Then the Rabbanon.
So, how can they say to him, Lokiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha?
Okay, so you could say you're an avarian. You didn't do the mitzvah the way the Chacham had asked you to do it. What do you mean, you weren't mekayim in the mitzvah? Right? For example, you know, the Rambam, I think, holds that mitzvah kriya shema, shel shacharis, is the entire day. The same way that mitzvah kriya shema shel arvis is the entire night. So what happens then if you... Now, you can debate that point. Some Rishonim, I think, don't agree with that.
they say that after Shalosh Shos, it's not, you're not Mekayem Mitzvah anymore. It's Mekame after Kara B'Torah. But according to the Rambam, what's the difference if you read Kriya Shema at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Were you Mekayem the Mitzvah to say Kriya Shema at the Midaraisa? Of course you were. I think of course you were. Right, you could say that the Rabbanon, you know, you didn't do it right. You weren't Mekayem. I mean, I'm going to ask the question, what's really bothering me? What's my question, really? What's underlying my puzzling here?
No. It seems like there are some sort of, like, conditional requirements to fulfill Doraitas that are rabbinic in nature.
Okay, well, you're sort of flipping around. In other words,
yeah.
We know, you know, this touches upon a larger question that if I really wanted to and I were really inclined to, I could spend the entire year on,
is rabbinic power within scriptural parameters. In its most severe manifestation, there are a number of areas in halacha which were left up to the chachamim to be koveya. I mean, the specifics weren't given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the details were left to be fleshed out. It was understood. The Gemara uses this expression in only one sugya in Shas, which ironically is the machlokas arishonim, whether it's really derais or not, in the issue of melachas chalamoi. Right, melacha is asur. Many kinds of melacha are asur and chalamoi. What melachas are asur and chalamoi? So the answer is, Gemara says, lo misaron hakasov ela lachachomim. Right, there's drushes about not being able to do melacha on the chalamoi in the parashas chalamoi. But it was left up to the chachamim to decide what they were. So many, if you look at the Bi'ur Halacha, it's the first Bi'ur Halacha in the sixth Chelek of Mishnah Berurah. It's Hilchos Chalamoi. There's a giant Bi'ur Halacha where you just collect Shitas of Rishonim. Those who hold the Melachas Chalamoi is the Raisa, and those who hold the Melachas Chalamoi is completely Midrabbah. But if it's the Raisa, it means the Torah left it up to the chachamim to be Koveya. Once the chachamim say that this kind of Melacha is in, this kind of Melacha is out, that makes something a Daraisa. So that's kind of an extreme manifestation. A similar example, by the way, is a machlokas Tosos Yishanim in the Rambam, which was shaykh very recently. On Yom Kippur, what are you not allowed to do? Eat or drink. What else can't you do?
Wash.
You can't do rechitza, you can't do sicha, you can't do milas hasano, you can't have tashma shamita. So are those the rices or the rabbanon? So it's a machlokas, the Rambam, and the Balei Tosos. So the Balei Tosos say, I don't think they're quoting the Rambam, they say you can't be the rices. You know why? Because the Mishnah allows a kal and a melech to wash their faces. It allows a chaya to be timel asasano. There's to be no asasano. So they say that obviously it's only midrabanan, only achil and shtir are midaraisa. And the Rambam says that no, that all of them are midaraisa, but you only get kareis and bring a korban and mishogeg. I don't remember Malkos also, I'm not sure. It might have been also get Malkos on achil and shtir. But on all the other nuyim, it's also midatara, but you don't have the same onesh. So the Ran explains, the Ran of the Rif in Yom explains that the Ram of Shida is, and in fact, I think he used the same term, is the Torah left it up to the Chachamim to be Koveya, that what is the definition of Inui. And the Chachamim decided what should be included, what shouldn't be included. Like Rechit, not all Rechit is us in Yom Kippur. If your hands are dirty, you're allowed to wash them. It's not called, the Chacham said, that's not called Rechit Shaltanyu. In certain cases, the Chacham felt that Rechit had to be Mutter, or Melech, a Caliph, or one of their considerations. So they didn't put that in the category of those things that were prohibited. So there's a whole series of areas in halacha where Rishonim and Achronim invoke this notion where the Chacham were able to be kovei the parameters. But this is really striking. This is not being kovei the parameters. This is a gzeir midrabana that you shouldn't eat at the edge of the sukkah with your shulchan in the house, lest you come to yourself be in the house. So I understand. It's a perfectly reasonable gzeir. But then to say that you're not mekayim the mitzvah, no.
The Rambam in the Sugya of Lutasor says that the Rabbanon have the ability to generate Doraita. So according to that understanding of the Rabbanon, then if Beit Shammai's Gezerah, I would think, could have this
guy. You're talking about the Rambam on the Sasa, right?
Rambam is very different. According to that perspective.
Still, that's a huge chiddush. I think the Rambam means, I think what he says is that the Chacham have the power to make zeros and siyagim, and if they do, and you violate them, that's inisa daraisa. Right? Depending maybe why you violate them and so on, it would be inisa daraisa. But that the difference between saying that something the Chacham say is asr, is now asr in the Torah, and saying that the Chacham have the effect to be mevata lakim daraisa because of a gezerah. In other words, I would be inclined to say, you know, I mean, if you want to be really clever, but I think it's too clever by half, you could say that the reason why you're not Yotze is because it's a mitzvah b'avera.
If it's an Aveira Daraisa to violate the Xavier de Rabbanon, so then it's a mitzvah, but I don't think that's a mitzvah about Aveira. Mitzvah about Aveira normally requires a Chefza Shel Mitzvah. Needed for a Kiyom, and it's not yours, or it's Shel Issa or something like that. So again, if you wanted to tell me that by fulfilling your mitzvah that way, you violate the Din Daraisa of Losasar, fine, I'll accept that.
That would be for everything.
Yeah. All right, but to say that you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Minat Torah, but Yeshiva Sukkah is a very... very powerful claim, Daniel.
What about like the Rabbanan issuing blowing the shofar on Shabbos?
So again, I think one would probably argue that if you blew the shofar on Shabbos, you're Mekayim, and Mitzvah Sasei Daraisa, the Chacham didn't want you to do that. Right? So we're going to talk about it in the Makor, so we talk about the Chacham's ability to tell us to violate Dinim of the Torah. I want to talk about that, but this is a step even beyond. The ability of the Rabbanan to affect a Kiyum. That's quite a statement. No.
Can Gezer or Yisr Jerubbaan have the effect of a Shmua?
What do you mean by that?
In the sense that everyone accepts not to do X.
I don't think anybody says. I mean, there is a notion which itself is really... I don't think it belongs to the Parsha Nedarim and Shavuos, Adarabba. There's a notion that the covenant between the Jewish people and God is by means of an oath, but we assume that if I swear to fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav, it's not a valid Shavuah, right? Or if I swear not to do the mitzvah of Lulav, that's also, well, it's Shavuah Shefer immediately, right? But it's not fundamentally a binding Shavuah. So I think certainly by the Rabbanans, I don't think we would say... that's a category of neder or shvuah. I don't think so. There's such a thing as a neder midrabbanan, but that doesn't mean that the rabbanans are nedarim. Okay. Fine. So those are the two issues that I would like to explore in our sugya. So let's begin with the Yerushalmi on Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Okay. Let's start by asking Morty to read. As I learned once again in the Yerushalmi text is typically so ambiguous that you can read it any way you want to read it. Just read the Karvan Eidem Pnei Moshe with diametrically opposed interpretations at multiple parts in this sugya. There's a very important opening line which I should have given you on the Mishnah, but it's not clear what it means, and the Karvan Eidem Pnei Moshe go in totally opposite directions with it. It's actually shayach to our larger discussion about what is the Machlokas Beisham and Beisil actually about. But anyway, that said, let's read the Yerushalmi here. Right. The assumption behind the Yerushalmi's question, of course, is that good guys always finish first. That the reason why the halacha is like Beis Hillel is because they deserve to have the halacha be like them. Why is that? So in the Bavli, by the way, in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, there the Gemara says because they would repeat both their opinions and Beis Shammai's opinions, and not only that, but they put Beis Shammai's opinions first, which is what the Yerushalmi is making the claim here. Here, the Yerushalmi has two different reasons, one of which is the Bavli's, one of which is a different reason. Although I believe that if you want, you could try to make the Bavli and Yerushalmi's reasons, both reasons, line up. So one of them obviously is the same. The question of what the Bavli says is that they should be shown at both their opinions and base Shammai's opinions could be, if you really want, aligned with what the Yerushalmi says here. So what does it say? So number one, Shayim Akdinu and Divrei Beis Shammai Divrei. They would present Beis Shammai's words first. Below Ode. So where do you see this? The Yerushalmi, of course, just assumes that you know Mishnayos. In a Masechta that's very dear to my heart. The last four Mishnayos, depending on how they're broken up in your Mishnah, the first parak of Adios, are the four cases where Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros or Lahodos, different yourselves, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Four cases where they backed out. Two of them are from Yevamos and Aguna. One of them is from Gittin, Chetzi Rebbe, Chetzi Ben Chorin, what you do with him, and one of them is from Olos, Tumas, Tzamid Pasel by Klecheres of Enamoretz. So anyway, so Beis Hillel number one would present Beis Shammai's opinion first, and number two, they would sometimes back out, which I would argue it could be the same thing that the Bavli say in Erevin, which is Shayushonim Devreim and Devrei Beis Shammai. In order to engage in serious argument and honest debate, you have to be willing to back out. You have to be willing to analyze, to be shown it, to repeat over your opponent's opinion, and to consider it genuinely, you know, to give genuine consideration. Because sometimes what the other person is saying is not what you thought at first, but turns out to be correct. Okay. Fine. Go ahead. Oh, so sorry. So before we go on, how did the Yushalmi know that Beis Hillel was Machdim Divrei Beis Shammai? What does the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah mentions Beis Shammai before Beis
Hillel. Correct. Beis Shammai is presented before Beis Hillel. Right. Beis Shammai Poslin or Beis Hillel Machshirin. So Rav Simon Bar Zavda asked the following. Onomar. Okay, what does that mean? I know, it sounds like a magical incantation.
The Tana put
Beit Shammai
first because they
preceded.
Beit
Shammai. So Tanya, the Tana chamtun means saw them. Chama yason, right? The chazite, the lo chazite, the chamite, lo chamite. The difference between chaza and chama is chaza is Babylonian, probably Babylonian Aramaic. It's found in Unklos also. Chama is Galilean Aramaic. It's found in the Targum Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, it's kind of, I never understood why we say in Kochamira, we say the chazite, the lo chazite, the chamite, lo chamite. It's the exact same thing, just different dialects of Aramaic. But okay, so that's the word. Chesmem aleph, chesmem yud. There's even a great example. I heard this, Professor Bernstein, name of his father, a great pun in Yeshaya about this root. The guy says, the guy making his avodah zarah, half of what he makes on the zarah, half of the what he burns, and he says, Chamosi ra'isi ur. Pshat is, it means I've become warm. I've seen the fire, but chamosi may be a pun with ra'isi. Okay. Anyway, so the Tana saw them, sabun minin, that they were older. They assumed that the elders of Beis Shammai, elders of Beis Hillel, he put them first, not because Beis Hillel put them first. So then the Yushalmi says, so depending on how you read this, this could be once again citing another part of the Mishnah. There's in this story, and at least, and why is this an advantage? Because who is talking here? So Beis Hillel is talking in the Mishnah. Amru lahem Beis Hillel. Maaseh shehocho ziknei Beis Shammai. So it's not the Tana talking. It's Beis Hillel talking. The first example, Beis Shammai, poslin Beis Hillel machshirin, that's the presentation of the anonymous Tana. But this is a quotation of Beis Hillel. So you see they put Beis Shammai first. So now the question is, what is the next three words? Is that somehow a... So I think the pshat is, I forget who said, I think it's the Pani Moshe. What is Nomar Zekinenu Vizekmechem?
I thought it was a response to the previous...
Well, what's the response?
If it was really Behela talking, they would have said
Zekinenu. Right. In other words, even the direct quotation of Beis Hillel has been modified by the editors of the Mishnah, you know, remove ambiguity, even though it would have, in other words, it could have been, in other words, if it were really Beis Hillel talking, they would have said, Masa shehochu zikneinu v'ziknechem, or ziknechem v'zikneinu. And instead, when it says, Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel, it means already that's the work of the editor, and it could have been the editor chose to put Beis Shammai first. Maybe Beis Hillel themselves didn't put Beis Shammai first. All right. Amar.
Paskins like Beis Shammai. And now, look at the last line. So Mimasha Silku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. From that which Beis Shammai,
what does Silku mean? Answered them, right? Remove them, push them off. Well, in that they will misalik them, it teaches the halachas kedivrehen. So that means
That means that because Beis Shammai gave an answer and Beis Hillel doesn't respond, it sounds like the halacha is like them. Now, if this Yerushalmi is correct, and it doesn't conflict with the Bavli, you have a raya about Psak halacha. You know, as I mentioned before, you know what the major issue of Psak is going to be. Do we paskin like Beis Shammai in the case of the Gezerah? Not in the case of the sukkah, size of the sukkah, but in the case of the clear Gezerah Shemi Rashi Choshu Rubah Shochana. If in fact this Yerushalmi is correct, how does that tell us about the Psak Halacha? What does that tell us? Yeah, here?
We follow Beis Shammai.
Correct. In other words, we follow Beis Shammai of this Mishnah because Beis Shammai replied and Beis Hillel didn't. And one thing is for sure, al pi pshat and not al pi pshat, this Mishnah contains a machlokas. It contains the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharan is sitting half in the sukkah and half out of the sukkah, and the ruling being, and the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And if you paskin here, like Beis Shammai, it's clear you paskin like Beis Shammai in the Gzeira, over the issue of the Gzeira. Okay. Now, what is interesting about the yes question?
Just a clarification of that last part.
Yeah.
Beis Shammai, the end of that Yerushalmi is referencing the Mishnah before that Yerushalmi.
Is refreshing the Mishnah that it's on.
Is it refreshing the Mishnah that it's on.
Yeah, it's on the Mishnah, then the second paragraph.
Yeah, you're right. Where Beis Shammai responds to a question, but Beis Hillel does not. So he must look like Beis Shammai because he's the only one that provides an opinion?
No. The Yerushalmi saying the fact that Beis Shammai found an answer and Beis Hillel didn't respond to it indicates halacha ke Beis Shammai. Okay. That's the proof. Okay, let's turn now to the Mishnah in Sukkah and let's read it and think about it. One interesting thing in the Yerushalmi, you might have noticed, who are the Amoraim who paskin like? Beis Shammai? Two names that are mentioned. One is Rabbi Yirmiyah and the... What? No. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, yeah, B'Shem Rab. And Rabbi Yirmiyah. Who is the Amora in the Bavli who Paskin's like, who's quoted as Paskin like Beis Shammai? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Shouldn't come as a shock. Same person. Consistent report both from the Bavli and Yerushalm. All right, let's take a look at that Mishnah. You're still reading, Morty? What is very odd about this language? The Bavli points this out, but... Yeah?
The subject of the Mishnah seems to be a person, because it's Mishaya, but then the Lashon is post.
Right, what should the Mishnah have said?
Yatzar.
Should have said Yatzar or Lo Yatzar, right? The focus shifts in the first half of the sentence from the person to the second half of the object. Poslan Amashir refers to the Sukkah, which is why the Bavli proffers its interpretation of a Chasuri Mechasra that there are really two different cases being discussed in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about both of them. Okay, in other words, they're arguing about Misha HaYerosha V'Shulchana B'Soch Rosha V'Soch HaSukkah V'Shulchana B'Soch HaBayis. They're arguing whether, even though it's a big sukkah, and then they're arguing a case where a sukkah is actually smaller than Rosh HaRuv V'Shulchano, even though it contains Rosh HaRuvo. Next. Lo kach hayamaisa? So there's a question of how to read this. Two ways of reading it. Misham Raya or Misham Raya. Either way. Af Hem Amru Lo. Lo Kiyamta. Okay. That's the first half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Nashim Avadim Ketanim. Fine. Now what part of the Gemara addresses this first half of the Mishnah? None. The sugya is none. I did that not because I was trying to play games with you. I assume you figure out pretty quickly. Is that the sugya on this Mishnah is found where? But it also explains why, if you're learning the Rif Keseder, you won't encounter it. Why not? Because the Rif moved it and put it on the Mishnah. So you got to sometimes with the Rif, most of the time the Rif follows the Seder Shas, but in his opinion, the Shaka Atariya was one and the same. Now, of course, the Rif is going to put that Shaka Atariya on this Mishnah. Why? Because how does the Rif Paskin with respect to Paskalik Beshami, in both cases splitting the Psak? Anybody know? Noam?
He Paskins the same way.
Both ways. In both cases, he Paskins like Beshami. So it makes more sense for him, certainly, to put it there, because if Shmuel Bar Yochai is Paskins like Beshami, if it's on this Mishnah, it makes more sense that he Paskins. Let me say it this way. We could argue splitting the Psak in both ways, incidentally. But the much, 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 much more mistaber way of splitting the Psak is to say, halacha kebe shamai by the size of the sukkah, halacha kebe hillel by the gzeira. Now, so the Rif puts it here. But one might make the observation, why does the Bavli put it where it puts it? Where does the Bavli put the sugya? Not on the Mishnah, but in the first perek, where the discussion is what? The size of the sukkah. Right? Arguably, the position of the Ritzkeias and the Baal Hamor and a number of the Gaonim who paskin, not like the Rif, is buttressed by the structure of the Seder HaGemara. The placement of the sugyah by the editors there and not here strongly suggests, in fact, they saw, again, they were dealing with it there, and possibly by Shammai there, in the context of a small size of a sukkah, not necessarily in the context of whether you make a gzeira or not. Noah?
But that's not a disproof to the Rif, because the Rif think it's Chad
Shammayim. Agreed. But by putting it on this Mishnah, it makes it 100% unambiguous that the Psak is like Beishamai even by the gzeira. Whereas the placement of the Bavli of that discussion is kind of interesting. And you do have to ask the question, why did the Bavli not put that here?
To be Mechadesh.
What?
To be Mechadesh, that's Chad Shammayim.
Adarabba, putting it here would have suggested that much more. Okay, so anyway, but it's just interesting how the structure works out. Fine. Now, let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Gimel. Yeah, here. And I won't ask you, can you take notes and read at the same time? I know. We'll become part of the ritual now. Go ahead.
Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Halacha, tzichet shetei nefer zeket, v'ro shu v'rubo v'shochan. Amar Lei Rabbi Abba, keman kibet shamay. Amar Lei, ele keman.
Okay, and then Ika
Damre. Amar Rabbi Abba, v'damar lacha mani. Amar Lei, bet shamay hi, v'lo tazuz mine.
Right, I'm not sure what exactly the difference between these two Lashonos is. The first Lashon seems to be he's treating him like he's stupid. Yeah, Ella, come on. The second Lashon is a little nicer, but I don't think that's the difference. Not really sure. I mean, I can technically, who mentioned Beishamai? In the first case, it was Rabbi Abba. In the second case, it's actually out of the mouth of Shmuel Yitzchak, but I don't see it as being significant. So there presumably should be a difference, but I don't know what it is. What's that?
It's so firm.
He said halacha. So, I mean, okay.
Especially when we always say that you pass like the hello, it's like, oh, of course it's Beit Shammai.
But he did start out by saying halacha kid. And then when he says keman, he says Beit Shammai, he said, yeah. What else? Was there a hand up on the side? Where are you then?
I'm not sure if this makes a difference or anything, but the Tosfos and Rift both take out the girsa in the second lashon that says amar le bishamai. It just says money bishamai. As if maybe Rabbi Abba is
say it all himself. I think, okay, I don't know. Fine. So now, the Gemara continues. Mitalalta. He's sitting at the Alpia Sukkah. At the entrance, what's that?
Arlan says Mitulta. I don't know if the word means the same thing. Whatever.
Okay. In other words, the statement of the Mishnah should focus on the sukkah. Not Mishahaya, the guy was, but rather the sukkah, which is Machazekas, Rosho Verubo, Velo Shulchano, Beshamai Postlin, Uvesil Machshirin. So now the Gemara says, wait. Right, so you have a brice, two brices, which record a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, where Rebbe's opinion is the same and the Chachamim opinions differs. And one brisa, the first brisa, it's Rosh HaVerushochado. The second brisa, it's Rosh HaVerubo. So there's a stira between the Chacham who argue on Rebbe. So what's the resolution? Kashna Dadi Ella. Right, so our Tosefta only has the second brisa, the Rosh HaVerubo versus Dalai Lamas. It does not have a Rosh HaVerubo Shochado. Okay. So there must be. So they argue by both. Okay. So now the Amar Mar Zutra.
Amar Mar Zutra, Mahnita Nami Dek. Minikatani Bechamai posted on Mihil Machshirin. If him ita, Bechamai Omrim Loyatel, Behil Omrim Yatel Mibayla.
Alright, in other words, the Mishnah itself would suggest they argue about the size of the Sukkah. The fact that they say posted on the Machshirin as opposed to Yatel and Loyatel. So now, the Gemara says, but wait, the Ella.
The Ella Kashya Mishahaya.
Right, in other words, so there's a steamer in the Mishnah. So which is it? The Gemara says, La'olam.
La'olam Matarti. Think of Mishnah Gitano, think of Mishnah Gitano. The Chisur and Machasur, Bathe Gitano.
Okay, fine. End the sugya. So certainly it's clear. I don't know for sure what pshat in the Mishnah is, but the Mishnah does seem to be difficult as it is. It does seem to be a hybrid of two issues. Now, if I had to argue really pshat in the Mishnah, which one would it be if it's only one? Is it about Xerah? Is it about size of the sukkah or position where you eat? Which would you argue?
Position where you eat.
Because
the story that follows.
The story that follows and the location of the Mishnah. That's what I would have argued. But okay. That is what the Bavli says here. Fine. So how in fact do we paskin? So here Tosus comments and says the following. Go ahead, Yair.
The center of Amram Pasak with Shisha Makomot, Halacha Kibet Shammai. Chada Haida Sukkot Tzrichat Shethem Machazaket Rosh HaGrubo V'Shulchana. V'idach V'menachor, Parakat Chet, Kamei Sedem B'Tzitzis. Bet Shammai Podrin U'Behil Mechayetan.
Why? By the way, what's the Machlokas about?
If it's a Beget,
it's a Beget.
It's Machlokas about putting Tchela, Sadin is Butz, is the linen. A linen garment. Do you put the tzitzis in? Beis Shammai says no, because they don't want you putting tchelas in. That might hold the rice, it's not good. Beis Hillel holds, say the chalos, say. Even if Beis Shammai does permit, it might be that midaraisa, it might be exera the rabbanon. Okay. Mishum ksus laila, and so on. Okay, next. Okay. Oh, in other words, do you put four strings that become eight, or three strings that become six? Okay. It's the sheer how long the some part of the tzitzis is. Okay. The idach.
The idach.
Go ahead. Ode, Hassam. And what you ate, you drank, you didn't bench, and you walked away. Right. So the moral of the story of that Gemara is, if you forget the bench and you walk somewhere else, walk back. Okay, and bench in situ of eating, because the lion might eat you. Okay, maybe it doesn't apply today in Eretz Yisrael because there are no more lions. But all right, but anyway, fine. So Ktas Kasha.
Ktas Kasha had the Amar Hatan Bakule Pirkin Halacha Kibin Hill Barmiach.
So how could the Paskin, how could Rav Amram Paskin, like the last case he cited, they're both in the 8th Perek of Brachos. Right, the 8th Perek of Brachos, the Mishnayis, is based all machlokas of Beishamai Beisil around the Suda. Eilu Dvarim Shebein Beishamai Beisil Besuda. That's, I believe, the name of the, that's the beginning of the Perek. So if we only Paskin like Beishamai by the Netil Shadayim issue, how do you Paskin only the Berchus Avazan issue? So Tosu suggests maybe. Okay.
No.
Fine. Tosis continues.
The Amasha Pasak Bahacha Kibetamai in the Haksha. Madam Minim Parakamid Brothot, Damur of Yosef, Azaki de Rivetamai Loas, Asaki de Rivetamai Loas of Loklum. Umaiti Raya may he milta, the Sukha Masabarebi Yochanan Achorni. Shachala Rahu Zikne Betam and Zikne Betel of Abro. Mitau Tai Yoshe Rush of Ruba Besoka Beshokhano Betokhavai. Amrulo Zikne Betam, and you can't eat to know a Koyanaka Lokiam to Mitsusa.
Koyanaka. Tosis has a few minor shinim in Tosis. The most interesting one is why they went to visit him, and it's he was sick. Okay. Amrulo, I'm sorry, fine. Umaskinan Hasam.
The Allah Kirby Yofan Akhorni. The he plucked the sukkah gedola, ki the maskinan the betarti bliki, the he halacha kibet. The he plucked the sukkah gedola, ki the maskinan the betarti bliki, the he halacha kibet hila. Aval halacha kitana, uvaha halacha kibet jach.
Okay. So, did you look up the Gemara Brachos? Which one would you like to have looked up?
Other ones, like, of both the Gemaras that Abraham says we pass the language channel in the way.
Meh.
Rabbi Yosi.
Meh. Why not? Why? It's important Gemaras, but that's not our topic. And the one is our topic. This, case number 1 or 6, however you want to put it. Right, the Sukkah case. That's the Sukkah you want to look up. Because you can't understand. Well, I'm going to raise the first question. Tosa, what is the Gemara? How does the Gemara there conclude in terms of the Rabbi Yochanan and Acharani? Acharanis? What does Tosa say? How does the Gemara Brachos Paskin? How does the Gemara there Paskin like it? Proceed to look it up. Ain't no such Gemara. You look in the side, they try to make an emendation of this Tosfos. What's the emendation? Look in your whatever, the apparatus on the side. What do they say? What's that?
Leis of the Tevur Eli.
Leis of the Tevur Eli. Instead, what does it say?
Mashma hatam zelalaka kideh
elah. Umashma hacham. No, it doesn't say prayers. If the Gemara had said befevers that the halacha was like Yechon and Acharanis, how could the Rif Paskin the way he does, unless you say he didn't have that Gemara? There's no such Gemara there. What does the Gemara talk about there? How many of you got to this Tosfos? Okay, so those who didn't get to the Tosfos, so you can say I didn't get to the Tosfos. Now, you know, question if you came to say, you didn't come to Seder on time, so maybe it's your fault that you didn't get to the Tosfos, but if you came to Seder on time and you didn't get to the Tosfos, you are Pater, or you don't say Zakai Medina. But if you didn't get the Tosis because you came slightly tardy, or you didn't get the Tosis because you got the Tosis but didn't look it up, so then you have to be no sinus I did. It's okay. Long time till next, so you'll get it.
So what? You don't even know what the case is there. Certain professor here, he doesn't really teach now. He only taught occasionally, but he had no patience. If he were standing here, he would have walked out of shir. Of course, he's not walked out of shir. He does. Some of you know who this is. Maybe some of you heard echoes of the legend of walking out. He kind of once walked out himself when he thought he hadn't prepared properly and he had the question and so on. Rav Osai, there's a Mishnah in Brachos that says, Beishamai holds, you know how you're supposed to say Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis? Shel Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis? I'm not going to demonstrate, I'm not over the computer right now. Line up. And then Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis? A Shacharis? We'll come out. But Beisel says no. Yeah, call Adam Kari Kedarka. So the Gemara works with the Shacharis Tari. And then there's a story in the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ha Machas Ha'isim Ha'af Baderach, and he tasted the Kriyas Kedar Beishamai. He said, Kanti Be'atzni, and they are listening. So I'm below Kedai Hayusa Lach of Atzmacha Shavarta the Rebisel. Now, the Gemara there quotes a Machlokas. I am guilty because I should have put it on the curse anyway. And there the Gemara says the following. Gemara says, Funny Rabbi Cheskel, also kedivrei Beis Shammai, also kedivrei Beis Hillel also. You follow one or the other, it's okay. So after the fact, Rabbi Yosef Amar now, also kedivrei Beis Shammai, lo also v'lo klum. If you follow Beis Shammai's position, you've accomplished nothing. Ditnan, Mishay Rosh Avruva B'sucha Ovi Shulchan Ovisocha Ba'is Beis Shammai Posim Yisrael Mashirim. Even by the way, if you didn't learn Tosos, you should have looked up this Gemara. Because you're always supposed to look up all parallels to the Mishnayos and the Gemaras that you're doing. So, I'm not saying that, by the way. I say that a little too neatly, but you know that it's a lot, you know, if you got me on many days, I would also be, you know, whatever the verb for ayin vav yud is in Koshea, of a chota av and pasha, right? I would have been guilty equally. So, but you have to try to develop the habits of looking it up. So sometimes you get lucky in this case, like me, who didn't look it up when he learned the Mishnah, but looked it up when he learned Tosfos. And even admittedly, looked it up because it was hard to make heads and tails of Tosfos fully until you learn the Gemara. So they quote the entire Mishnah, basically. So basically, one Amora says, Asa Kedivrei Beis Shammai, Asa. And then, or Bryce at Tanya B'Cheskel. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, also to the very Samuel, also to the Lakot. And then they cite this Mishnah. So what's the problem? If you think about it, there is a third opinion in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, also to the very Shammai, Chai, Misa. Okay, fine. Because he quotes the story of Tarfon. Today, he said, Lachov Atzbacha, Shavarta the Rebbe Sel. Now, there's a lot of strange things to analyze here. There are two very, very difficult aspects about that Gemara. But this is going to be what occupies most. This is going to be what occupies Tosfos. Question number one, what's problematic about that Gemara? Okay, so let me help here a little bit. The Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says you have to read Kriyas Shema in specific positions. And Beis Hillel says you can read however you like. According to Beis Hillel, you can hang yourselves, you can put your feet in the whatever they call those loops, you know, if you're very talented, you have a strong core, you can put your feet in the loops and you can read Kriyas Shema upside down if you want, according to Beis Hillel. It makes no difference, as long as you can concentrate. So if you do according to Beis Shammai, if you follow Beis Shammai's opinion there, are you Yotze according to Beis Hillel? What?
If you can concentrate.
I assume if you lie down, you can concentrate at night, as if you stand up, you concentrate during the day. It's of course you don't say. Right? Beis Shammai is the restrictive one there. Beis Shammai says you must read the Kriyas Shema these two times in these two positions. Beis Hillel says you read however you like. Anyway,
I know that we need singing, we need to life. So,
so number one. Number two. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya that one does like Beis Shammai is if Rabbi Yosef is reading Lo Asa V'Lo Klum.
And what does he quote? A Mishnah in Sukkah. What does the Mishnah in Sukkah say? No. The opposite. This is you follow Beis Hillel. Then we say Asa Kedere Beis Shammai Asa Belokon. In this Mishnah, Beis Shammai in the position of Sklenia, the elder said, if you follow the Shita of Beis Hillel, Lo Asisa Belokon. So Rashi
in Brachos was already sensitive for the latter question, and he just said, in a case where Beis Shammai is the Mekel, Beis Hillel is the Matmir, and you follow Beis Shammai, it's no good according to Beis Hillel.
Just as in Sukkah, if you're Matmir, if you make a like Beis Hillel, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah according to Beis Shammai. So too in a case where Beis Hillel would be Matmir and Beis Shammai would be Mekel, you will be, you wouldn't fulfill your obligation.
Isn't that the implication of the Matmir relationship?
Yes, but it means Lo'asav Lo'klum. You can't even say, ah, but I follow Shitas X. No. It means it's just invalid.
You violate.
Right. But you're correct also that just the mere comparison doesn't make sense, even according to Rashi. And it also doesn't explain the fact that in the case that we're citing, if I Kriya Shema, I would assume that you yotze the mitzvah according to Beis Hillel, if you stood up to say Kriya Shema during the day, if you sat, if you lay down to do it at night. All very odd. Yes. No.
Is it possible to reinterpret the Mishnah where Beit Hillel says that lo kiyamta et mitzvah?
Nah. How can you say that? Why? Beis Shammai say you have to have everything in the sukkah. Beis Hillel's going to say that everything in the sukkah you're not going to say it only if you put the shulchan in the bayis.
Well, we seem to be saying now that always with Beit Hillel, if you follow according to Rashi, if you follow Beit Shammai,
only when Beis Shammai. Yeah, it's not possible that it's a case, right? And then, so Rashi's just saying, if you had a case where Beis Shammai was the Mekel. By the way, how often is Beis Shammai Mekel? How many times? 24. No, I didn't make that number up. According to Rabbi Meir, 24 times. According to Rabbi Yehuda, an additional 6. According to Rabbi Yossi, an additional 6. According to Rabbi Shimon, an additional 3. According to Rabbi Lazar, an additional 2. If you wanted to know more about those cases where Beis Shammai was lenient and Beis Hillel was stringent, where would you look? Fourth paragraph of the Sefer Seidios, the Stam is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan counts, apparently it seems, he says that 24 cases, we only have 23 in our Mishnayos. It's not clear how we counted, but it's clear he was counting those Mishnayos because it's close enough. And then it's an anonymous Torah of Kumrus of Beis Shammai. Almost all of which are found and scattered throughout Shas also. And then the fifth parak begins, the first four or five Mishnayos are Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, I think that's it, four, collecting their own collections of Kulei, Beis Shammai, Chomer, Beis Hillel. So if you're looking for interesting cases, that would, by the way, the example of Sud and Mitzitzis that Tosfos quoted, Beis Shammai Potem, Beis Hillel Mechayvin, is one of the cases that's listed, not in Rameir, but in the fifth parak. That's it, you would find cases. But that's it. That's it. Okay. So anyway, so Tosfos,
we're going to have more to say about this, but for our purposes right now, Tosfos says the following. Read again Ve'almasha Pasach. I know I stopped you in the middle. You read most of that. I'm sorry, just read the end of that. Umaskinan Hasam, the Halacha Krav Yochanan Acharani. No such thing. Gemara does not say we pasach that way. Tosfos says it's mashma. And so Tosfos says that's by a sukkah gedola. How do you get around the problem of if Shmuel bar Yitzchak paskin here, like Beis Shammai, but the Gemara there sounding like we paskin of Yochanan Acharani? That's a sukkah gedola. This is a sukkah katana. And Tosfos says we split the psak. Very, very simple. Okay. However, Tosfos is not the only opinion. There is a rift. There is a rift on Daf Lamed Hey. Not surprisingly, turn to your riff. It's Yud Beis Amud Beis in the standard printing. Okay, so let's very quickly read the riff, and I will not allow, I'm not allowed to read only the highlighted portions because I don't trust these people. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Right, no Amar Lay there, some of you pointed out. Maskif La. Okay, so that's what Tosa says, so that the Rif says, we paskin like, when the Gemara concludes, they argue by both, and we paskin like Beis Shammai by both of them. Why? Dechad taima ninhu. It's the same reason for both. Yes?
In this thing?
What's this?
In the one of the apparatus on the sides.
Yes?
It notes that some kitveyad don't have those words, and the run also might not have.
Okay. Let's take a look back for a moment, the riff. On page, not Zion, because we read it already, but let's go to Ches, or Gimel Amud Beis in the Daf Erif in the Vilna Shas. So turn backwards in the Rif, and begin with the words, if you have them bolded, not because they bolded them, but because that's where you should start. Afal Gav de Kaimalan.
Afal Gav de Kaimalan, de Choche Agavna Shitehi, Velet Hochata Bechad Minayu, Hache Eketarti Minayu, de Hochata Minayu.
Now, why is it the Rif says something crucial here? Let's just review this for a second. There's a machlokas atanoim whether or not if you have a sukkah, which is basically one, I call it a wall leaning sideways, where it is both the wall and the roof. There's a machlokas whether that's good or not, and there's a machlokas, there's one version in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef has an alternate version of the Braisa flipped around, and he accepts the flipped around Braisa, and ultimately what is the din, what is the Psach Halacha? Is it good or no good? Psach Halacha is no good. Why is it no good? So according to Abaye, what's the basis of the Shita who's posel? Whoever it is, Rabbi Lezer, in the Nusach of the Mishnah we have. Rabbi Lezer is posel, the Chachamim are Machshirin. What is the basis of Rabbi Lezer? Why is Rabbi Lezer posel? Why is he posel? No. It's not what Abaye says. Kusukah diras keva be'inan. So the Rif says, so by right, we should paskin that it's good, because we reject the Shita. So the Rif says, we paskin that it's no good, because the Braisa has it reversed, and there's a different reason for it. Namely, the reason why it's no good is not because Sukkah is the Ras Keva Binim, but because Shipuai all in, Lavka all in Dhamma. So the Rif is effectively saying, the reason why we are able to paskin like Rabbi Lezer or the Chachamim, once you reverse it, why is that? If their opinion is part of the Shita, why is it that we can paskin that way? What's the answer?
It's a different reason.
The reason is not the way I buy it. It's not part of the Shita, is the point. Now let's go to the second one.
Rubu ולאו תמיהו דבי תמיה משום דבאין על דירת קבא, אלא תמיהו משום דגזרינם שמי ימשיך אחר שולחן.
Okay, and that's why whether or not you go race the words in the Rif later that Yair says some don't have, it doesn't really matter. Because it's very clear what the Rif's position is. Why is it that a sukkah kitana is psula according to Beis Shammai? If it is less than kederosh of aruva v'shulchana, why is it psula? He says right here, we just read it. Shema yimashech achar shulchana. What's the reason by a sukkah gedola? This is by a sukkah kitana. By a sukkah gedola, why are you not allowed to eat at the edge of the sukkah with your shulchan or the bayis? What's the reason there? Shema yimashech achar shulchano. There, it's obvious. So that's the whole point. Whether or not the Rif did or didn't say it later, it's the same reason for both machlokos. And what does this machlokos have nothing to do with? It has nothing to do with divas kara, divas arai. And that's why, even though we reject all of the positions that are based upon Diras Keva in its various manifestations, we, however, accept this position because it's not based upon that. It's based upon a different time, namely Shema Yimashe, Gzera Shema Yimashe HaShulchanah. Yes, no?
Isn't this like an intuitive way to understand any problem? That like if we're, like, that if we pass again somewhere else, like opinion rather Shita, then there has to be a different reason.
Yes. Yes, that is the tool. That's the tool that you use. That's the Allen wrench that you know, turns this particular funny shape screw. Absolutely. That's what's going on here. The entire Machlokas Rishonim. Tomorrow, since we made some nice time, you should have a chance. Tomorrow, I would like to read the Bechamah. So read the Balamor and the Ravid. Don't worry. You can read the entire Balamor. You can just look at the second Ravid, the one on our topic. But you can read both Balamors because it's kind of short. And then read the Machamos only again on the second point. In other words, skip the first big paragraph in the Ramban. And so I really want to focus primarily on the Rosh Rubu Shulchano case, not about the Osetsu Kosukum and Srif, but just see what the Baal HaMor says there anyway, just to understand how he responds to the Rif and why and where he is coming from. Okay, any questions? Okay.